Activity 34B. Story time. Listen to the story and write the numbers. The Country Mouse and the City Mouse.
Terry and Jerry are cousins. Terry lives in the country and Jerry lives in the city. One day, Terry invited Jerry to visit him in his country home. When Jerry came, both mice hugged and talked, and then they sat down for dinner. Jerry was surprised that Terry had nothing to eat except grain.
"I see," he said. "You don't live well at all. Come and see how I live. You eat grains and I have lots of fine foods every day. Come and see how nice it is to live in the city."
Terry was glad to do this, and after a month, he went to the city to visit his cousin. As soon as Terry came to Jerry's house, Jerry took Terry into the kitchen. There, on the table, stood a big jar of brown sugar. The two mice ate and ate and ate.
"Mmm! This is so good! You are really lucky," said Terry. "I never eat brown sugar at home."
Then, bang! The door opened and in came the cook.
"Run!"
whispered Jerry, and they ran as fast as they could to the little hole in the wall. Terry was shaking all over, but Jerry said,
"That's nothing. She will soon go away and then we can go back."
When the cook went away, Jerry took Terry on the top shelf, and there stood a jar of dry plums. The plums were even better than the brown sugar, and they ate and ate and ate. Suddenly, they heard a loud meow, and they ran to the hole as fast as they could. Jerry said,
"Phew, that was the old cat. If she gets you, you're done for."
When the cat went away, Jerry took Terry into the cellar. There were many shelves there full of salami and apples and butter. They looked so good and they smelled so good. Terry ran along the shelves happily. Then he saw a very big and nice piece of cheese. He wanted to eat it when he heard a loud,
"Stop! Stop! That's a trap!"
Terry stopped and said, "What's a trap?"
"That's a trap," said Jerry. "The minute you touch the cheese, you're gone."
Terry looked at the trap, and he looked at the cheese, and he looked at Jerry.
If you'll excuse me, I think I will go home. I'd rather have grain in peace than sugar and plums and cheese and be frightened to death."
Terry returned to his country home, and never again did he go to town.